Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rebellio. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Shell Cottage Radio. I'm your host, Ezra, a.k.a. Bill, also known as Sir Ezra the Watchful, History of Magic Professor, the Flannel Wizard, obviously yours truly, me. Please welcome your lovely design, which the fascination of fourth year, and my wonderful co-host and yours, Lottie, a.k.a. Fleur.
Hello, and welcome back to episode 53 from our little cottage on the outskirts of Tinworth. This is our new segment, Harry Potter Hangout.
Theories from Tinworth.
Where we discuss additional thoughts and theories from the wizarding world. And today we'll be talking about Sirius Black and his escape from Azkaban. Take it away, Bill.
So, in case you guys didn't know, Sirius Black actually was there for 12 years.
Which is, incredible that he stayed kind of sane during that time.
Do you know how he did?
Because he knew he was innocent.
He knew he was innocent. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also he knew when the day came, he would take his revenge on Peter.
I could be wrong, but I think he also, from time to time when it became unbearable, I think he did slip into his Animagus form. I think he says that later. So when things became unbearable, that's what he did. Now, one of the bigger things out there, and you'll see other people theorize, like, what's the deal? This just seems, obviously, it's convenient for the author. The author's making the story. We know all that. Suspend all that kind of stuff. But, like, what's the reason? When the rationale, when you think through it, like, why would Sirius still be there in Azkaban? Why wouldn't he escape earlier?
Sooner, yeah.
Right. And I think the obvious one is to do what? Just to be free, perhaps? Is it just to get free? Or is there a reason? People are like, well, it's so that way he can go get Peter Pettigrew. For sure it is. But couldn't he have figured out maybe where Peter is? Does he know exactly? He's laughing. Mm-hmm. He's laughing madly because he figures out, and he even says this with Remus later on, that he knows the story, that all that was left, right, was the little pinky finger or something from the explosion, the Muggles all being killed. He was there. He knows what happened, and that Pettigrew has framed him and set him up.
Yes.
So wouldn't it be better for him to be out running around free on the run and trying to figure out where Peter Pettigrew is versus sitting in 12 years hoping that Cornelius Fudge brings a news article that he reads? Right. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That one doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold up that he just sat there and was waiting to hear word about Peter Pettigrew reemerging somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I found something, just a couple things that I'll kind of read to you, and we're going to get Lottie's reaction on this. But one of the things that was really interesting is because the Dementors took away his happy thoughts. The reason that he's staying there is, the reason he stays for 12 years is because the Dementors took away his, quote, happy thoughts. Escaping for his own sake would be a happy thought.
Mm-hmm.
Just to think about, oh, if I could get out of here, that's a happy thought. No, mm-hmm. Dementor, take that away. Escaping to be with Harry would have been a happy thought.
Yeah.
Knowing that you are innocent keeps him sane thought, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily happy. There's some bitterness to that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because he doesn't really think he's fully innocent because he contributed to the fact that they switched last minute to Peter. And that's what basically got them killed.
Right. So that's a thought that's motivating him, is that it's not one that they can take away. So he's left with that thought.
Yeah.
right? And then he's left with the thought knowing that the real traitor is alive and on the loose. Mm-hmm. Okay. Escaping to take revenge. So revenge is not a happy thought necessarily. Yeah. It's right? It's one that is allowed to fester inside of him.
Until we look at it like that.
Right. So really all of these other things that were that would have got him out of there earlier would be escaping to be with Harry and escaping for his own sake. And the Dementors sort of take those thoughts away. So what he's left with is just knowing that he's innocent. Okay, sure. Knowing that the real traitor is out and alive and on the loose, and then escaping to take revenge. So ultimately what he's left with are these really vengeful feelings that until he has any way a purpose to or a direction that he can kind of go. Now, what I was saying earlier is that like if that was still driving him, still I'm sort of like, why didn't he just leave earlier? You know? So
well, part of it is also it says he first of all, it was much harder for the Dementors to sense animal emotions. And that they were confused about that. And he was thin enough to slip through the bars as a dog. So maybe it took a while for him to really get that thin.
Oh, I mean,
maybe not 12 years, but
yeah,
very malnourished. Still, he managed to swim all the way to the mainland. Yeah, maybe that was one contributing factor. And also he saw, I don't know how much he knew about Harry being friends with the Weasleys. But if he did know how close Harry and Ron were, and seeing Scabbers, a.k.a. Peter, on Ron's shoulder was probably so alarming to him, and the protective instinct took over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So let me read this. This kind of sums it up, I think, really well, and we can talk a little bit about Peter and then Sirius and what's going to be going down. This is from Will Campbell. It is sort of a Reddit post that is titled, well, first of all, the subheading for Will Campbell is Longtime Potterhead.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So we know we can trust this guy. He's got good thoughts. He's a longtime Potterhead. All right. Why couldn't Sirius Black turn into his animagus to escape Azkaban earlier? Why did it take 12 years? So the fundamental assumption that Sirius couldn't turn into his animagus form to escape earlier is flawed because if you thought that, right? If you're somebody who said, okay, he can't, he just couldn't or whatever.
Right.
Because in Prisoner of Azkaban, he tells us that he could. So Sirius himself says that the knowledge of his own innocence helped him keep himself sane.
Right.
Right. Sane and in a good state of mind. Well, good, but keep his sanity.
Yeah.
Helped him keep some control over himself and his powers, and that he could still transform. He did so occasionally when the continuous emotional and psychological torture he was being subjected to became unbearable. So that's when he's switching in as an he goes into his animagus form and is able to get some relief, which nobody else can do that, as far as we know. And he could, which helped. So he could have escaped. The real question is, why didn't he escape earlier? He had no reason to. His best friend James, his brother in all but blood, was dead, as was James's wife. So as far as Sirius knew, Harry was safe in the care of his aunt and uncle, as far as he knew. Right, he doesn't know who they are. Well, he does.
I feel like he could know
that is
how
bad.
Awful Petunia and
Vernon
were. Yeah.
Although I kind of think, here's how I imagine that. Like Lily normally would not be mouthing off about her sister and her brother-in-law, unless there was some butterbeer being consumed around the table late at night, and then you finally get Lily talking, and you can't get her to stop talking, and she's just going off about her sister, right? Which would be fair. So, and he had to live with the guilt from knowing that it was because of his own instinct on changing secret keepers that had led to James and Lily's death. So he's living with that and almost thinks that he deserves this punishment, right? Plus, he had nowhere to go and no one who could help him, so he stayed. And then the Weasley family won a lot of money, went to Egypt, and their picture appeared in the paper, as we know. And Sirius saw that picture when Fudge had his paper with him when he went to Azkaban for, he says, for I forgot which reason, but I'll tell you, it's the annual inspection. He goes for an inspection.
Right.
And for some reason, just here's the paper. Didn't really think too much about it or whatever. Yeah. I mean, who else is getting to read that paper?
I know,
you
right?
Know? That's kind of odd that he does give that up. But there he sees Peter, and he realized that Harry was in danger. So in Sirius's eyes, Peter was a clear immediate potential threat to Harry's safety. He knew he had to act. That is why Sirius finally broke out of Azkaban after 12 years. So, yeah, that's just well put, and I think that's the standard answer that a lot of people would give you who have read Potter, who know Potter. That makes sense, right? I mean, that's what it is. He felt that guilt. He talks about that himself a little bit in the series later on. But I like the idea that we were interpreting what thoughts and feelings he was left with, how happy thoughts were stolen, and looking like trying to go on the run, make your own way, prove your innocence, find Peter Pettigrew. I don't know. I still even think some of those negative, angry thoughts or vengeful thoughts would have driven him to get out of there and go hunt him down.
Yeah.
But he just had no idea where he was at.
Right.
Right. He has no idea where Peter's at. So therefore, what are you gonna do?
I mean, no one has ever. He didn't know about Barty Crouch Jr. So to his knowledge, no one has ever managed to escape Azkaban. So it's a huge risk. If you get caught, they might, who knows, you know, eventually have them kiss you and take away your soul.
Right.
I mean, he had nothing really left. It was kind of in between. His innocence kept him sane, but at the same time, he was struggling with feelings of guilt and that he deserved it. So he was always kind of in between. And I love that he says he's sometimes slipped into his Animagus form.
Yeah.
Reminds me a lot of what Jacob Black. Funny thing, I've never noticed that Jacob is also, last name is also Black.
Wait,
from Twilight.
What?
Right?
I never noticed that either.
Also turns into a wolf. And then he describes when he was really upset, you know, with everything Edward and Bella.
Oh, yeah.
He stayed in his wolf form because he said it was so refreshing that the animal instincts would take over.
Okay.
I mean, he could still think like a human, but there was something different. There was something more connecting you to nature and taking away all those problems you have as a human.
Yeah, so, right. Okay, that is interesting. Let me read one more, and then I just found a really interesting question that I don't know I have an answer to it, but I at least want to run it by you here. So this first one is just another sort of standard way to frame up this question about Sirius and just to get an understanding of it. So as Sirius had mentioned, he did blame himself for Lily and James Potter's death, even though he knew he was innocent of the crimes that he was convicted of. However, no one had heard of anyone escaping Azkaban. It was literally unthinkable at that point. So him even coming up, even though the answer is obviously there in front of him, it doesn't really, you know, because it looks like it's out in the middle of nowhere, out in an ocean. So even if he is a dog, did he doggy paddle all the way to the shore?
He did. Yes.
Right. Okay. That's crazy to think about. That's a big effort. So it's not even just, he just walked out of there and is walking down some road full of daisies. No. He had a long, arduous trip to get to shore.
And the North Sea is rough. So
yeah, we've looked at it, friends. And some of you listen and you know what it's like up there. Beautiful, actually. But yeah. So however, once he saw Peter Pettigrew, in the Daily Prophet that he gotten from Fudge, he realized that he was headed to Hogwarts too. Now what's interesting is that as he's looking at that photo and he sees Scabbers, what Sirius picks up is no one else in the wizarding world, not a soul, knows that that is Peter Pettigrew.
Yeah.
No one knows he's alive except for Sirius. So it doubles down the idea, not just vengeance or whatever, protector. It's that you're the only one who can do something.
Yeah.
Dumbledore doesn't know. Scabbers has been there for years, a couple years now. Right. And so no one knows.
No.
And he recognizes that's Peter Pettigrew. And so it almost reinforces this drive and motivation, willpower to overcome what the Dementors are doing. Because I think if you think about that, if you were the only one who could solve a particular problem, you all of a sudden it just lights something up in you and you're like, it's me or nobody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So even though I'm blaming myself for all these different things, I have a chance, one, to make this right, to get vengeance, to do this for James and Lily and to protect their son. And I literally, it's not like I can take a back seat and say somebody else will do it.
Yeah.
No one else could do it, actually. So yeah, that's, and he doesn't know how dangerous Voldemort is, where he's at. Did he come,
How often does he get to read the paper?
Yeah, right.
right?
Once a year,
really,
I guess.
Can't really keep up with what's going on in the wizarding world. I don't even know if he knew if Voldemort was alive or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he hear about his mini return, I want to say, in the Sorcerer's Stone?
Right, right. Yep.
You know.
So I think that's a good point here, is just to point out that, you know, it's there's when you really got to look at the motivation and what's driving him to overcome those Dementors and those feelings, and then mm-hmm. what helps him get the plan. Because before, when he's slipping into his Animagus form, he's slipping in there just to avoid all of the dread and despair and things that they are allowing to go on in his mind and around that prison.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a comfort. Whereas now when he slips in and he becomes Padfoot, it's to go on a mission.
Right.
Right. So he was mm-hmm. he's in there with a more, with a greater purpose. Right?
Yeah.
So pretty cool. As I'm reading down through here, came across another question. Mm-hmm. So why did Sirius Black, who didn't give any proof of supporting Voldemort, why was he sent to Azkaban without a trial?
Oh, yeah, I know.
While Igor Karkaroff, who was a well-known Death Eater,
yeah,
right, received a pardon.
That
you think about
crazy.
That. That's crazy. I mean, it's, now part of it is that Karkaroff receives a trial, gives up some names, and he goes on to be there, like the headmaster of, where is it, Durmstrang, right? Which is nuts.
Yeah.
He's a big deal. I know. He's a big deal for them. So that is a great question. I mean, he is. It's because the number of people who were killed, or something. But it was like, I don't know if there's information. I've not really looked into this one too much. I just saw it and I thought, wow, that's a great question.
It is. So, but we know that the Wizarding World's legal system in Britain, at least, is not great. mm-hmm. I mean, they can just how they can just change, especially the minister has a lot of power to just change laws from one day to the next when we think about Harry's trial.
Right, right. Oh, here's an interesting one. Here's an interesting point that someone's making on that. Let me read two points that have come up to mm-hmm. answer this question. So Barty Crouch Sr. had no problem throwing people in jail back then. He was throwing a lot of people just in jail. They had a big issue with the Imperius Curse, right? They're trying to figure out his own son. He had to, he had to throw in jail. So yeah, he was powerful to do so. So to the public at large, the evidence seemed pretty concrete anyway. A dozen witnesses saw Sirius corner Peter Pettigrew who accused him of betraying the Potters and then blew up the street, killing Pettigrew and several Muggles. Sirius then laughed his head off at his actions.
Do you think he went crazy in that moment? Like,
he's already devastated. Yeah. He's already so much grief, so many different things going on. He, by the way, think about that. He's already parted ways, I believe, with Hagrid and the motorbike. Mm-hmm. So then he goes on.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To do this.
No, yeah, he knows about Lily and James. And
That's what I'm saying. Though, you know, you think about Hagrid coming to get Harry and taking Harry right away to Privet Drive to make sure that he's protected.
Yeah.
And Sirius was there with Hagrid, giving him his motorbike.
Sirius, instead of wanting revenge,
mm-hmm.
he should have taken care of his best friend's son first.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, which is crazy. So it's also a tricky one here, and I think this is a good point, is like, did Dumbledore know that the Secret Keeper had been switched at the last minute? So Dumbledore testified that Sirius had been the Potter's Secret Keeper, and mm-hmm. there was absolutely no reason to suppose they would have chosen anyone else when they'd been so desperate to have him.
Yep.
So to Crouch, what was the point of a trial when he was clearly guilty?
Right, right.
If Dumbledore is saying, hey, this guy is the Secret Keeper, the only way Voldemort could have got there is through the Secret Keeper.
Yeah.
But then Sirius is like, no, wait, I told James, who is now dead, to switch it last second. Who's going to believe that?
Well, I don't think Dumbledore knew, because then it would make the whole Prisoner of Azkaban plot pointless.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what this person is pointing out. Dumbledore, he testified that Sirius had been the Potter's Secret Keeper. So, yeah. Whereas in Kargaroff's case, I don't know if he had a trial originally. So, because he does just get thrown in prison. And then right. What we see is him coming up to give information, right? Yeah, he's making a deal agreeing to testify against his fellow Death Eaters in order for clemency. But before that scene, Harry witnessed Kargaroff had been in Azkaban. So, he definitely was tossed in there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Crouch only gave his son a trial to really emphasize the fact that he was showing him no favoritism. And probably to appease his wife, who dearly loved their son, sending him without trial would have devastated her. Crouch had the power to command the Aurors to use whatever means necessary to stop Voldemort, including unforgivables.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't care if a few Death Eaters or otherwise were killed. So Crouch was kind of like,
yeah,
you know, yeah, hardcore. Voldemort's Reign of Terror lasted 11 years the first time round. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
And a lot of people say he was really successful. I mean, Crouch was really successful with that at that point.
Yeah, he would have been the next Minister of Magic,
yeah.
Right? So yeah. Had it not been for his son and the whole controversy
right,
there.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this person brings up a really good point. This is Benjamin Johnson. Just going to give these people some shout-outs. They don't know. This was like 3 years ago that they wrote this, but I'm just giving, you know, give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Because Kargaroff wasn't next in line to be Harry's guardian and was actually guilty. So, of course, he got a fair trial and the chance to a plea bargain. Sirius Black, on the other hand, was Harry's rightful guardian and innocent. But if you think about that, and he doesn't really elaborate on that much, but
mm-hmm.
what struck me was, oh, yeah, Harry Potter, the chosen one, the one who defeated Voldemort, is going to go his guardian, his godfather, where he would go,
yeah,
would be Sirius Black.
Yeah.
And if you think that guy, and if you're not sure, if you're Dumbledore and you're right. like, well, he was the secret keeper, he also seems to have gone mad. Like, I don't
it's
know that it would
bad.
Have been great growing up with Sirius in this condition.
That too.
You know?
And yeah, it's true. It's too bad that Sirius couldn't keep a clear mind, because if you think about it, he could have, if they granted him a trial and he could have told his story, could have told them everything about, yeah, we are kind of unregistered Animagi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why Peter Pettigrew is still out there. This is what happened. Can you check on that? Well, it's probably really hard to find a rat on the run, but at the same time, that could have given him a chance to... I mean, people could have... I wonder if Dumbledore know... No, Dumbledore didn't even know that they were Animagi. He didn't.
Okay, yeah, oh yeah, they did it off the books, yeah in secret,
yeah.
For sure.
No one really knew, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unregistered, yep.
That is wild.
Yeah, a couple more interesting questions just for listeners to kind of think about. Why did Dumbledore let Sirius, well, that's the one we've already talked about a little bit, mm-hmm. but why did he let Sirius rot in Azkaban if he was mm-hmm. innocent? I'll go click on that and see if there's any responses. But the one that's interesting here is, why didn't Sirius just write a letter to Dumbledore, Lupin, or even Snape saying that Ron's rat is Pettigrew? Would have been easy to transform him back and get yeah. the truth out. Well, the answer, I think, to that is simply he wants revenge. And yeah. they're going to just go easy on Pettigrew, blah, blah, blah. This is personal. So
can they just send letters from Azkaban?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think, no, that would be a good point. I don't think you could just,
yeah.
hey, can I get a pen and paper here? Can I get it now? I need to write to somebody who's going to break me out later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many of them would be writing to their cousin to say, hey, come get me out of here?
I know, right?
I think it's kind of.
I wonder if they do have some kind of visitor system like normal prisons do.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, who knows? I don't know actually.
Or if they just said no, we shut you off from everything and everyone.
Right, right. Yeah, this person who we just mentioned, why did Dumbledore let Sirius go there? It's because he legitimately believed that he was the secret keeper, right?
Yeah.
And he had no other reason to.
Yeah.
And they also all thought of Peter Pettigrew, that he was a nice, kind boy. You hear McGonagall
kind of, yeah, yeah.
later when they're talking.
They would never think he would do something bold and cruel like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Even
yep.
though he was, I don't know if he was actually nice, but he was just like a little shy and not the cleverest of out of the four. And
yeah. Well, and also that Pettigrew left behind evidence.
Yeah.
Right? Evidence yeah. that he...
That was kind of clever. And we always talk about, I mean, he did blow up 12 people.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
street. So.
yeah. Yeah. Well, he's involved in it. You have to blame somebody. He's secret keeper. All this stuff is going bad. It's all looking really bad
yeah.
against Sirius. So.
Yeah.
So there's that. Now, another interesting question coming out of this, and we can think about this as we go through Prisoner of Azkaban, is that why couldn't they extract the memories of Harry, Ron, or Hermione and look at them in a pensieve to prove that Sirius was innocent?
Oh, yeah. Why couldn't they do that on a regular basis? Why couldn't they do that with Harry's trial and the Dementors in Little Wingen?
Right. There's a lot of those little, just tiny little loopholes that, and somebody said Veritaserum also would have been almost more logical than memory extraction.
Both of them would be valid methods to prove someone's... I mean, we see, though, that memories can be messed with. We see that with Horace Slughorn. So we need someone who can test and prove that the memories are legit.
Yeah, maybe they don't have a really good way of noticing if it is tampered with or altered, because Dumbledore is very clever. I mean, Slughorn's very clever, very powerful, and is able to manipulate his memory. He knows it. Dumbledore knows it. But maybe other people would not have caught on to that.
Yeah.
So the other interesting point is that it's Cornelius Fudge, and you want a scapegoat. You want someone to blame. So you're not looking for a way to prove Sirius innocent. You want him to be someone that's going to take the blame.
Exactly. And then you have done something by locking him away, right? Just like Hagrid was blamed for the attacks,
something
the Chamber of Secrets
has to be done.
And they did something. It got better. So clearly that was the right thing to do.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. So he's just, Fudge gets kind of caught up in all that political business and is not really looking to prove anybody innocent. Yeah. And Dumbledore knows that. He knows this of Fudge. And so he's, you know, is he going to make a case for him? Is he not? And really, I think Sirius Black is kind of fine where he ends up being okay. So, I don't know.
You're saying Sirius Black's okay in Azkaban?
No. I mean, like, afterwards. Because this is all about he escapes.
Oh, okay.
He escapes Azkaban. And before he's going to trial, like, it's like they're really just... Dumbledore sends him back with the Time Turners to avoid any of this, instead of just, it's sort of in the moment, quickly save Buckbeak, save Sirius, and so on. But and they were going to perform the Dementor's kiss. There was no time. Fudge is just doing this. True. I did something. It was more the urgency, I think, that that causes some issues there. But holy Moses! Anyway, there we go. Just some thoughts on Sirius Black and why it took him so long. What were his thoughts? His motivations behind all of that. And just interesting to think about. The book goes in. We get moments here and there scattered throughout the series where he'll talk about this a little bit. But another big one that we're not going to talk about today, but you guys can think about, is Pettigrew. When, how did he decide to join up with the Weasleys?
Where did he operate to that moment? And during that fight with Sirius and when he blew up that half the road,
right?
Where did he go? And then was it always his plan to go be with the Weasleys?
Yeah. Was it? I mean, or like, how does he end up there? Is it just their garden? And then he decides to go with them to Hogwarts. Why did he want to be near Hogwarts? Why was he still keeping around that area? I mean, he's definitely trapped. He definitely cannot become Peter Pettigrew anymore. So he stays in his Animagus form. So, and he joins up with Percy at some point.
But it's almost like Bellatrix is questioning Snape. You were around Harry Potter for so long and you have never tried to, you know, revenge our Lord and kill him, or you could have. And Snape says, well, no, I couldn't, because I was clear. My job was to stay at Hogwarts and be the spy.
Yeah.
Well, she could also blame Peter and say, you've been there for all those years.
Right,
you could have done something.
And then the interesting thing is, for all of them, in their defense, is there's the mystery surrounding Harry Potter and Dumbledore's protections.
Right.
The bond of blood charm.
How protected is he? I mean, Peter heard, probably through Ron, about Quirrell and got scared.
Yeah.
Even more than before.
True.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure he would have. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Now, here's something else, too, just giving you guys some interesting food to think about. After this book is over, and when Scabbers, Peter Pettigrew, decides to go seek the Dark Lord, it is theorized by the fandom that he goes back to Godric's Hollow to pick up the trail, to try to sense magic, to try to sense where his spirit went. There were rumors about the Albanian forest already with Quirrell.
Oh, I can't wait to dissect that. Yes.
But it's also said that he goes back there and he finds Voldemort's wand and returns it to the Dark Lord.
No one has picked up Voldemort's wand.
No
one
since
that day,
because Voldemort gets it back. Where there's no explanation as to how Voldemort,
oh my goodness,
used his twin, the Phoenix Core wand against the Potters, and then in Goblet of Fire,
darn,
all of a sudden has it. So who brought it to him? And that is your tote. That's basically,
wow,
once Peter finds that. Now that's the other thing, is like, how did he get it there? What did he do? Did he transform, and then he? How does he transport it in his Animagus form all the way there? Did he hide it, and then he gets the Dark Lord, and then he finds, that is, I believe, an offering to him.
Yeah.
One, he's going to help him in Albania, and then two, it's like he's saying to Voldemort, "I've got your wand.
Yeah.
I got it for you, and here it is." And he says that Peter was a great help, and he does keep him around, and in some begrudging way is happy that Peter did that and returned. When others would not. So, even though he's the least among them, he gets some standing
right
in their group. But no one's ever thought about that, right? No one's, very few people in the fandom think about how Voldemort,
how did he get his wand?
Got his wand back. I don't think the ministry had it. There's no way.
No.
Godric's Hollow, when Harry sees it later, it's still memorialized, right?
Right.
It's not something that could even pass to, well, it maybe could have, but it's a tribute to the Potters and to the Boy Who Lived and the downfall of Voldemort. So you're imagining somewhere that wand ricochets back and goes flying, but like, does Dumbledore or anybody go look for that or whatever?
I was going to say, how did they even recreate what happened that night if no one went inside? Harry couldn't tell the tale. Both Potters died that day.
Mm-hmm.
Voldemort was vanquished.
How
did they even figure out what happened that night?
I know. Right? Magic leaves traces.
True.
So people as wise as Dumbledore can go in there and wave his hands around and say,
or Newt Scamander.
Yeah, right. He does.
And his magic.
That's right.
Something
he was
like
able
that. Yeah,
to detect and track. And that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Scabbers, when he goes back there, when Pettigrew goes there, something like what Newt Scamander does to find Tina Goldstein. They're lost. They're gone. Now, Voldemort's physical body is gone, but is there some residue of magic or something that is, you know?
Okay, last thought about this theory on his wand. I think that people did go inside to kind of figure out what happened.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of inevitable. But maybe Voldemort was such a, you know, smart person who made some precautions.
Yeah. Or had some, I know
something
you're trying to say.
Like, if I'm defeated, my wand will be undetectable for a certain amount of time or certain people.
Ooh.
You know how he finds clever ways. Like he in the last book, he puts a curse on his own name. And actually, when you say it, maybe there is some way to make his wand undetectable.
That's a really good one. Maybe
something happens.
Let's say he's ever disarmed or something and somebody tries to get his wand. Maybe the moment that it is knocked out of his hand, it goes invisible, or it's undetectable, or it's something that you can't find, and it's for a certain amount of time. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's a good point. But yeah, because he does do weird things like with his name, and he jinxes it, right?
Yeah.
He jinxes the use of his name because he knows Potter's bold and does that. So
just a theory.
Yeah, I like it. And that is why this is Theories from Tenworth, where we're just discussing various things. We're talking about, really, it's a way to stretch ourselves to go deeper in the series as we're doing the reread, to look ahead, to look back, and to sort of ask some of these questions and go see what are some of the loopholes, what are some of the plot holes, I guess, right? Or things that we're not so sure about, or there's contradictions or something, right? So
what if Scabbers came to Tenworth and Weasley kids were visiting Shell Cottage, and Percy was like, "Oh, that's a cute rat." I'm just making stuff up.
Yeah, I was like, "What?" Well, they wouldn't be there yet, right? So
no, but it wasn't. I think Shell Cottage was in the Weasley family.
Was it really?
Yeah. Bill and Fleur,
they inherited or something,
moved in, and I think
we don't even know, guys. I don't even know about my own.
Real quick before
Lottie's like, "Yeah, we do know. Hold on a second, I got the answer."
We do know. Cottage was built sometime or prior to the 1970s or 80s, and was by that time owned by an aunt or uncle, no, aunt of the Weasley children.
Wow.
Molly and Arthur Weasley used to take their children there during their young years.
Holy smokes!
So it's not impossible.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you. Wow. So they visited Shell Cottage. That is a nice, that's nice. That's a right? nice thought, right? To think about the mm-hmm. Weasleys going and visiting Shell, you know, just outside of yeah. Tamworth. And
really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Well, friends, okay, hey, thank you so much. Again, that's just us, our ramblings, our little hangout sesh where we're talking about you never know what. But we have some fun ones coming up, actually, with Professor Trelawney.
Yes.
Predictions and so on, some crazy stuff that I think you guys are going to like. So with that, friends, thank you for listening to Harry Potter Hangout, Theories from Tamworth Session. We do appreciate you tuning in to Shell Cottage Radio 94.7 COZY. We hope you'll join us in the future. If you'd like to submit your own thoughts or theories or ideas, send us a message at Fleur and Bill on Instagram or send us an owl at fleurandbill@gmail.com.
Again, thanks for joining us here at Shell Cottage. Hope you all have a wonderful week. Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.